From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says America is not even close to where it needs to be in terms of resolving issues between police and communities. Mr. Obama's comment came during a town hall meeting Wednesday night with community activists, politicians, and law enforcement officials. The president said some progress has been made in community policing, but more needs to be done.
This is a really hard job. We're not there yet. We're not even close to being there yet, where we want to be. We're not at a point yet where communities of color feel confident that their police departments are serving them with dignity and respect and equality, and we're not at the point yet where police departments feel adequately supported at all levels.
President Obama has devoted his attention this week to gun violence directed at police officers, as well as shootings by police. The focus comes days after a Black Army veteran killed five police officers in revenge for the police shooting of Black men in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Funerals were held Wednesday for three of those five Dallas police officers killed by a lone sniper last week. Thousands of mourners paid their final respects. Hear now from Jennifer Thompson, the wife of Officer Brett Thompson.
Yes, this act of violence hurt law enforcement as a whole. However, good will always prevail. Though I'm heartbroken and hurt, I'm going to put on my badge and my uniform and return to the street along with all of my brothers and sisters in blue. To the coward that tried to break me and my brothers and sisters, know your hate made us stronger.
Police used an explosive device to kill the gunman after a standoff. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Thursday marked the one-year anniversary of the Iran nuclear deal, insisting it has made the world safer and has lived up to its expectations. Kerry spoke in Paris before traveling to Moscow, where the Washington Post reports he plans to seek military cooperation with Russia against militant groups such as the Islamic State in Syria. The head of the U.N. peacekeeping mission, Hervé Latsou, told the Security Council Wednesday, the security situation in the capital of South Sudan remains fluid and uncertain. He spoke of the casualties of 5 days of fighting, which ended Tuesday in a tentative ceasefire.
It does seem that numerous civilians have been killed. The initial government figures report that at least 272 have been killed, including 33 civilians. But I would believe that this is only the tip of the iceberg, giving alarming reports indicating that over the last few days, many civilians were barred from reaching safer grounds, including the compounds of the United Nations.
Latsou warned of the potential of renewed fighting and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African countries to form an intervention force to secure Juba and allow the country's unity government to get on with its work. Theresa May became Britain's prime minister Wednesday, immediately put together her cabinet with a key task to carry out the will of the British people to leave the European Union.
We are living through an important moment in our country's history. Following the referendum, we face a time of great national change. And I know because we're Great Britain that we will rise to the challenge.
In a surprise choice, Ms. May named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as her foreign secretary. Johnson was among the leaders of the campaign to drop out of the EU. And a judge has sentenced a Chinese national to 46 months in prison for conspiring with two unnamed hackers in China to hack into the computers of major American defense contractors and smuggle the information to China. Court records say they targeted warplanes as well as the Boeing C-17 military cargo aircraft program. For details on these stories and more news, you can always join us at voanews.com. And recapping our top story today, President Barack Obama says America's not even close to where it needs to be in terms of resolving the police and community issues. He made those comments last night during a community meeting attended by activists and politicians and law enforcement officials. And funeral services held yesterday for the five officers killed in the shooting in Dallas. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.